The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
What is going on, everybody out there listening to Dangerous World Podcast? I promised you a Friday episode like 2 days ago, Wednesday or Thursday, whenever you heard it. And I'm delivering. I am delivering. I had had this in the bank for a little while, kind of polished up some of the talking points and wanted to make sure that it was something, you know, something kind of cool, something different. Maybe not too different, maybe getting back to some of the, original stuff that this show used to cover, satanic ritual abuse, right? Something called the Nephilim Project. I came across this article on a gang stalking and mind control cult website. I'm going to spend a lot more time on this website and possibly do more episodes off of the website's work. I will share the website for the Patreon subscribers, as I always do. I share all the links with those folks. And the reason I do it for the Patreon subscribers is to, add a little more value for those guys, right? I don't put out the most content these days. And, I always like to just give those guys value because they support the show. And that's very appreciated. Now, this couldn't have worked out more perfectly, honestly. I hadn't, had much to talk about. And I find that, when I just go forward and I do shit, it kind of lines up to being a current event. This has been something that is not, this is an old topic. This is one of those tried and true topics in the conspiracy world, right? Where, satanic ritual abuse and mind control, it's been a thing. I mean, I did an 8-part series on MKUltra, and it's a very fun topic. Terrifying, but interesting, and it really kind of stimulates all those parts of that conspiracy mind that you probably have, like myself. What I'm seeing here lately is that there is a woman, her name on Instagram, I should say her handle, is Ella the Great, the spelled T-H-A. So Ella, T-H-A, Great. She has a verified profile on Instagram, only 7,300 followers. I'm gonna kind of break down a little bit of what she does, and then this is a tough thing for me to talk about, because if you know anything about the way I view, alleged gang stalking victims, I tend to not believe them. I tend to not believe a majority of them. I don't doubt that this is not something going on, right? And when I start going through this Nephilim project that I'm gonna speak on, it's pretty wild shit. And I kind of have my own theories on what it is and what it represents, what it does, and how it affects you and me, how it affects everyone we know, even people that we don't know. But I got to start out a little dry here and just say, there's this lady out there. She's a whistleblower for, I think it's like Estee Lauder or something. It's, some random company. I'll actually play a few of the clips. Well, I can't play a few of the clips because I'm not on Zoom, but maybe I can insert them in post if I remember to do so. But you have, people really putting a spotlight on this lady's, kind of woes, if you want to call it that. And I saved a post on my Instagram. We're going to talk about this on Cunt undoubtedly, because I think that this is a very you know, it's an interesting thing. This lady comes out and talks about how she was being harassed her entire career and nobody believes her. But all of the photos and the video proof that she has is very rockabilly adjacent. And if you don't get that reference, rockabilly is an old lady that Ghost and I had spoken to. It seemed like basically what it was she was someone that was trying to get her music career off the ground. And she was trying to use the very gullible conspiracy community to say that she is a victim of gang stalking and all this crazy shit. And, you know, she conveniently had a keyboard behind her. I feel like she like was just begging us to ask her to play her damn keyboard. I didn't believe a damn word she said. She didn't seem convincing at all. I had talked to another lady early in the podcasting days, and it seemed like what was going on with her was more of some other type of trauma, right? And I don't mean to discount the first lady that I was talking to, because she was a genuinely nice person. I'm sure that the rockabilly chick is a nice person too, but just it seems so fraudulent from her. She didn't seem like she was traumatized in any way, shape, or form. She was just trying to kind of gain on a new popular trend of this idea of gang stalking. But this Ella the Great girl, again, real name is Ella T. I guess it's Gorgla, G-O-R-G-L-A. She's a Columbia graduate, Yale graduate, London. I don't know what the fuck that means. Just London. Maybe that's where she lives. Ohio State University School of Engineering. I don't know if she's graduated or if she went to school there. She just lists those, right? She says she's a targeted individual, and she says, I do not consent. Now, before I even go into this, I'm not saying that anything that she's saying is not true. I'd actually like to talk to this lady and get some proof. I'm just saying I'm not 100% convinced with what I've seen yet, and I think it's just, from what it seems like right now, it seems like it's someone that is either confused with what's going on or they're potentially trying to exploit it. You know, exploit this idea that so many people believe in. I don't doubt that targeted individuals are a thing. And I'm not, again, I cannot stress that I'm not saying that this lady is not a targeted individual. Again, I will play part one and part two of her situation going on in a hotel room if I can remember. This episode shouldn't be too long. I should be able to remember that, you would think, right? Unless my CTE is that bad and I can't remember, you know, an hour and a half max from right now, I will play this part and you will hear it right now. So here's part one, and then part two will follow.
Sir, why were you just popping in my room? Sir.
I wasn't in your room.
So you were over, you were down there around the corner.
I'm sorry, I wasn't in your room.
Will you stop him? He's here for you. You asked him to come here, right? Why are you walking away? I knew it. Somebody is popping something in my room. Why is he here?
Miss, no one's doing anything in your room.
Why was he here?
Miss, no one's doing anything.
Why was he here? He's from Ecolab.
Did you do me a favor and stop?
He's from Ecolab. Why was he here? Why are you walking away? Why are you leaving? Because somebody's been pumping gas in my room.
What do we know? I'll be very straightforward with you. I don't believe in pulling punches or trying to lie to somebody. Okay. Okay. So I have called a group of people called Mobile Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to come out here and they're going to talk to you.
About what? What's Mobile Crisis?
Mobile Crisis is a group of people that can come out here, like if somebody might be in a crisis or something.
I'm not in a mental health crisis.
Okay.
I want to file a police report for criminal activity, okay. And you're not allowing me to do that. You're calling a mental health group.
Okay.
And I want to file a police report. Why can't I do that?
Okay, so that was part one and two, actually, and that is courtesy of Ella the Great's Instagram. Again, alleged targeted individual. Back to the show. Now, what this lady's talking about in here is, obviously, she's in that part two. She's bickering with the police. Police don't believe her. You know, there's good cops, there's bad cops, right? She goes outside, and she's filming people walking by her hotel room with her door open. And she's saying that everyone that walks by her room is a stalker, right? I don't know if you guys have ever stayed in a hotel before, but I have, and people walk through the halls in all hours of the night. And sure, you can splice these things together, and you can make it seem like there's just constantly people walking through. She alleges that there's gas, toxic gas that's been poured into her room. And, you know, honestly, I really don't think that she's that important. I don't think that people would be targeting her like this. Again, I don't mean to discredit her. I'd like to know more. But someone with 7,000 followers on their Instagram, you're not getting that much done. That would be like me saying that I'm targeted by the CIA, right? Or that'd be like me, you know, I've got, you know, 5,000 followers, basically. And it doesn't add up, right? Like, again, this girl going to Yale and going to Columbia, she's privileged. You know, she'll say that she's not because she's black, and I hate that too, because she's got more opportunity than I do as a white dude, right? I didn't go to Columbia. I didn't go to Yale. And then, you know, she'll probably think that that's racist for me saying that, but I get really turned off when I see these kinds of things. And again, it might sound like I have some animosity towards this person. Really don't mean for it to sound like that. Sounds like, you know, on the surface, you know, she believes in God and seems like a genuine person, but something's fishy. The confrontation level that she just has with people. And, you know, if you don't like going to hotels, why are you in so many fucking hotels? You see her Instagram. She's in Texas hotels, Arizona hotels. I mean, she's in hotels all over the goddamn country in the United States. Stay the fuck out of hotels. Get an Airbnb. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you're being that fucked with, she says it happens in apartments and stuff too. I'm not 100% sold here. And the reason why I talk about her and really beat her story into the ground is because, again, I found this information about the Nephilim Project on a gang stalking site. So you have to be real careful with this information when you come across it, right? You can't just be like, oh, this is all real, and I believe it 100%. It's fun. It's interesting. It would not be fun if it was happening to you. It wouldn't be fun if it was happening to me. But it's like movie fodder, right? It's fun to think about. It's interesting to think, like, are people like this really actually getting messed with? I believe there are. There's electronic weapons that affect people. There's, you know, obviously different ways of mind control. Gang stalking is a very real thing. But let's just roll right into this. I'm going to be reading parts of this article, which will be shared with the Patreon people, the full website, if you want to, you know, mess around on there. It's a cool website, lots of fun information. I just don't know what's real on there and what's not. So you always have to use your own kind of compass to navigate what is real and what's not. Believe what you want, don't believe in what you don't want. It's as simple as that. It's very, very easy, but some people just can't do that. So, like I said, I'm going to be reading a little bit. I'm going to be giving my own thoughts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This article about this Nephilim Project, it's also known as the Genesis Project. There's a bunch of interviews that have been recorded from a bunch of Christian, or I should say a few Christian pastors and counselors. These names are going to mean nothing to you, but I'm going to throw them out there just so that there's a record here. Doug Riggs, Dr. Preston Bailey, and Russ Disdare. These three all relate what they've learned about satanic ritual abuse, this SRA, and what is also probably more commonly referred to by the scientific community as dissociative identity disorder, or DID. It also gets into parahumanism, the Nephilim, and this idea of the abduction phenomena, where you hear people talking about, you know, getting fucking taken out of their rooms and probed and all this stuff. Terrifying stuff. You've seen The Fourth Kind. It is very, very scary. It's graphic, and it sounds, again, horrifying. It's just how much of this is schizophrenia and how much of it is reality. That's the question. Now, if this was happening to me, and it was actually happening to me, I would want people to believe me. So that's why I'm not all out just, like, throwing this shit under the rug and saying that these people are just universally crazy. But there are some that are undeniably lying about it for attention. right? I'm not saying it's this lady that I'm speaking about in the beginning, this Ella lady. I'm not saying she's lying, but I'm not saying she's telling the truth. Got to be very, very clear about that. Now, these three names that I mentioned, Mr. Riggs, Dr. Bailey, and Mr. Disdare, not going to mention their names again. So these guys, you know, mentioned here in the beginning, they speak about a green bomb speech given in 1992 by a Dr. Corydon Hammond. This is apparently specifically, it's referring to a part six of this speech. And Hammond reported at the time that this kind of satanic programming was going on in cities and in countries all over the world. You hear about it a lot in Hollywood. You hear about it a lot in like Vatican and you know, these meccas of you know, society and culture and all these things. But this Dr. Hammond is saying that these things are going on, and a lot of people didn't believe him at the time. Remember the satanic panic. I have a theory on this. I think that Hammond may have played a role into making us think that the satanic panic was something that it really wasn't. Maybe it was branded in a certain way so that it would kind of, you know, seem polarizing, right? Let's get into it, though. Let's get into the ideas of this Hammond character and the theories that Riggs, Bailey, and Disdare all kind of followed through with and expanded on. First of all, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, SRA is kind of referred to as DID, dissociative identity disorder. I've talked with my mom about this. She's in a field where they deal with folks like this. I can't really, you know, I can't talk too much about what she does. It's not CIA. It's not any government agency. But, it, you know, there's a privacy issue with the people that she speaks with and stuff like that. When I was really, really obsessed with exorcism movies, and I'm, you know, that obsession has reignited because of that movie, Late Night with the Devil, which I talked about in my last Patreon exclusive episode. Just insane. You guys got to watch that movie. Check it out. It's on Amazon. Late Night with the Devil. I love that shit. That kind of, those movies have always really scared me in the best way, where it's like, it makes you question reality. It makes you think, is this stuff possible? When I mentioned this stuff to her, you know, exorcisms and DID and these different, you know, people having different voices and different personalities, you know, she's sold on this idea. Yeah, there's people with dissociative identity disorder. It's the framework in these people's minds for a global hybrid breeding program. Dissociative identity disorder is the framework for a global hybrid breeding program. And they call this the Nephilim Project, or it's also referred to as the Genesis Project. There is a book called the Nephilim Project, and there's a game called the Genesis Project. I'm not sure. I think I referred to this as like a board game type thing last time when I spoke about this a couple days ago. Not sure if it's a board game. Not sure if it's like a computer game or whatever. And I'm not sure, again, if this whole movement, if this idea stems off of either one of these things, whether it be the Nephilim Project book or the game known as the Genesis Project. So just something to keep in mind if you hear that, you know, obviously if you're listening to this on speaker or if you're listening to it on a phone, you're going to probably see some kind of ads for some shit like this, you know, if there is a game or a book or whatever the hell, you know, keep in mind they might not have anything to do with each other. But this is where I want to get into this, because the elite, they've been traumatizing all of us as a whole for centuries. And it's changed society slowly to become less and less empathetic, right? We feel so much less empathy for our neighbors and people that aren't us, exactly, right? Or people that we directly love and care about. We talk about the news cycle on our little news show all the time, where, you know, if the example we always use is if New York City got nuked, the world outside of New York City would go back to normal pretty damn quickly, quicker than you'd believe right now, right? Because we're so disassociated. Horrible things happen. If you don't believe me, it looked like a fucking nuke was dropped off the coast of Florida. I don't know if you saw that mushroom cloud, but it was wild. And people should be asking a lot more questions about that, but there's not, right? People try and explain it away and they say, oh, it wasn't, you know, it's nothing. That should be still something concerning, but I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm not saying I'm better than you. Like, why aren't you guys worried about it? And I am. I'm so worried. I'm not worried either. At the end of the day, you know, if these people want to kill us, they're going to kill us. I've become very apathetic towards it, and I'm not giving it power. But at the same time, It is interesting, and I'm wondering if I'm falling into the trap, into this disassociation of not caring about what's going on in my surroundings. I have one planet that I can live on right now, for the time being, and if anything were to go wrong here to where it's unlivable, I mean, we're all screwed. So why don't we care about this? Why don't we care about our neighbors? Like, why don't we care? It started a lot, it seems like, especially like in the era of like the 80s. It's been going on since the dawn of time. People have been exploited, but you know, the idea of you know, the yuppies and the hippies. The hippies were created by the CIA, obviously, but they were meant to seem like these empathetic, overly empathetic beings and these creatures, literally, that are you know, feeling so many feelings for people that are, you know, less fortunate for them. Do they do anything about it? Of course not, because that's what a hippie does. It's all talk. But then there's the idea of the yuppie, and that's where I'm coming in, where, you know, yuppies, they don't care about sweatshops. They're very boisterous about this idea that who gives a shit? I just want the nicest stuff that I can possibly have. That's a little bit of disassociation right there, right? I want a $5,000 tailored suit on. $5,000 isn't that much anymore, but a $5,000 tailored suit in the 80s. I don't care what this does to other, you know, people working around the world. And in all honesty, that's probably a bad example, because a $5,000 suit is probably made in Italy, and those people making that suit are probably treated fairly well. But, you know, you get what I mean. The Nike shoes, all this stuff, right? People were getting killed over Jordans in the 90s and early 2000s, and those are undeniably made in sweatshops. So those status symbols, they tend to come with some pretty negative causes on the other side, but we don't care. We disassociate from that trauma that is being caused by other people, and that contaminates the human gene pool, right? Transgenerational trauma, you guys know about this. There's the idea where if, you know, people are getting tortured and people are just going through crazy, crazy stuff, that trauma and those memories pass on to their next of kin and throughout generations. So, I mean, that's why little babies are afraid of scary things without knowing that it's scary. It's because, you know, why is a child afraid of a wolf? This thing that we call instincts, right? It's not all instinct. There's more than that. So, I could go on and on kind of ranting about that, but I want to keep this relatively, you know, one track here, hopefully. You know how I do, though. I usually kind of tend to rant a little bit. So we know that the elite have been traumatizing us, and it's undeniable. You know, 9/11, JonBenet Ramsey, these things have been traumatizing. Low-level trauma, it's not as traumatizing as, you know, there's an MMA fighter recently that lost his 15-month-year-old son. That's a traumatizing event. You know, if you're a child and you're severely abused, like to the point where, you know, stuff that I'm not going to talk about here, but, you know, frazzle drip type stuff and all this kind of shit, where we think of, well, that's what we think of when we think SRA and DID. We think horrible, horrible things that actually make people's psyche splinter and split. I don't think it needs to be that crazy, because we know that these folks have such a long timeline. They can just prick at us. JFK getting shot in front of on fucking live TV, 9/11, the whole JonBenet Ramsey thing, the constant fear of nuclear war, the constant fear of the Middle East, you know, just going to shit and all kinds of chaos sparking, Russia, China, all these things. They're just low level traumas. And, you know, I'm the first to say it, like, things don't get to me. Like, I'm not a victim. I don't sit here and say like, oh, that was traumatic. But by definition, these are traumas, right? So yeah, you can be as tough as you are or whatever, but these things are still getting to us at a subconscious and sometimes for some people conscious level. So it's a problem. We have been traumatized. It's undeniable. There's facts about this stuff. So if they're systematically traumatizing us over centuries, and that's going to evolve or maybe devolve our minds here, and it makes us less spiritual and less close to God or the creator or whatever you want to call the thing that made us. I was kind of floating the idea around about the Anunnaki. I don't think that it's crazy to believe in that stuff. You know, there's some smart people that actually follow that whole idea of the Anunnaki, and it's a fascinating concept, and there's a lot of parallels with the Bible there too. So if they're doing this stuff to us, victims of chronic trauma, victims of SRA, victims of DID, again, satanic ritual abuse, dissociative identity disorder, they might have some serious layers to them, just like, you know, there could be different varying degrees of people that are affected by this, right? There could be someone that's full-blown schizophrenic, and they may have dissociative identity disorder. But what if I have dissociative identity disorder? What if you do too, right? There's a fairly new field of study called traumatology, and it tells us that the child victims of satanic ritual abuse, in order to survive the traumas, they're subjugated to, all these different traumas that these people are actually going through. They create amnesia barriers to suppress traumatic memories, okay? So this isn't a new idea, but it's become a hard fact. That's what I'm talking about. There's actual facts about this stuff. The deepest traumas within these people, they're hidden underneath the most impenetrable, what we're calling amnesia barriers in this field of study. Now, I do not, follow this field of study, but I think it is very interesting, and I do like kind of learning just basic jargon and basic, terminology and just, real, real basic stuff about these new fields where they're kind of blending the esoteric and the occult and science. I think it's fascinating. So this idea of amnesia barriers, horrible traumas are hidden beneath amnesia barriers, right? So you hear it all the time where, I'm going to unlock some memory where, I'm going to remember some horrible tragic event that happened. That's a thing. It's been a thing. A lot of people make jokes about it, unfortunately. I mean, I laugh about the jokes and stuff too, but it's a thing, man. People go through trauma and the craziest shit that happens to people, the mind is such a beautiful thing that it tends to make you forget about those things so that you won't be such a fuck up and you can try to persevere and live through life. But think like these old 80s spy movies, right? The old 80s spy movies where, there's someone that's programmed, like a sleeper agent, and only the handler can slap these people out of it, right? You see it in The Manchurian Candidate too, where, you see it like all kinds of MK Ultra type stuff, where, Manchurian Candidate's a great movie that really represents it, where, this privileged politician from a political family, he's being created as a Manchurian Candidate, and he has a phrase, which is his name, his call sign in the military, and I think it's like, it's a certain order that they do it in, and it snaps him into his alter ego. That is kind of like the Hollywood version of it. It doesn't need to be so flashy. It doesn't need to be so crazy, right? Now, if you're rolling your eyes, because I'm talking about shit that I've become very skeptical, very cynical, right? If you're rolling your eyes because I'm kind of digressing back into it, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? I can't make all you guys happy. I think that we're going to talk a lot about like ultimate good here and ultimate evil or ultimate negativity, ultimate positivity, ultimate negativity. Try to just like view this through your own worldview. Right, I'm going to mention God. I'm going to have a couple Bible verses and stuff that I'm just going to mention. I'm not going to be quoting them like it's turn to this if you're having these woes in your life. I'm just reading because this is coming from a Christian set of counselors and pastors, so they reference God and Jesus and the devil, Satan, a lot. So if you're not into that, fill it in with whatever the fuck you believe. I don't really care. Just whatever makes you think a little bit about this. If disassociation is the key to satanic ritual abuse or negative ritual abuse or dark ritual abuse, we've been programmed over centuries to disassociate. Aren't we all potentially victims of this stuff, right? Not at the level that we're told. Right, the 90s satanic panic and with Charles Manson and the death metal and some great music that came out of that era, the Prince of Darkness with Ozzy Osbourne and like all that shit, right? The 80s, 90s, a lot of it was glamorizing evil stuff, and it was, I think, a big distraction. I think it was a giant distraction. I think that right now we are at peak programming. We're going to continue to get farther and farther away from where we are, but we're not getting any closer to good and what I'm calling God. We're not getting any closer to God by this programming. And whether you admit to it or not, You're being programmed by this stuff because your DNA is what it is because of your parents' programming and their parents' programming and other parents' programming. We have been genetically modified, not just through fluoride and things that we've consumed over centuries, but because of transgenerational trauma as well and generations of satanic ritual abuse. Okay? Now, this is my theory, but I'll tell you this right now. I can't think of something more disassociative. And I mentioned this the other day on Patreon. There's nothing more disassociative than sitting in a room with your family that you love. You love your daughter, you love your son, your mother, your father, whatever, whoever the hell you live with. If you live with a wife or a husband or a girlfriend, boyfriend, you should hopefully love those people very much. And there's so many people, I've caught myself doing this over and over again, and when I'm hanging out with my mom and dad and sister, and you know, her boyfriend's usually there with my sister and stuff too, I care about all those people. I love my mom, dad, and sister very much. We don't hang out all the time, but we'll all be on our phones ignoring each other, all in the same room together. That's pretty disassociative, right? Like, we could sit here and we could be interacting with each other, but instead we're just all in our own little worlds, right? They say that you know, again, tough to talk about, when these victims of this stuff are getting raped, it's usually young kids. They say that these kids have been trained to kind of go somewhere else in their mind. That's exactly what the fuck we're doing. Our phones are sucking us into an alternate reality, and we're not paying attention to our moms, our dads, our daughters, our sisters, you know, whatever. We're just in our own little world. We're getting away from something that's actually very good and very, like, wholesome and positive and of God, of good, of positivity. And we're going into more negative, more digital, more synthetic environments. And I would say more satanic. I think that there's probably nothing more evil than, like, high-level technology. Like this AI shit. It's. I'm very skeptical. I think it's concerning. And it's going to get there for more of you very quickly. I know, you know, conspiracy theorists and stuff like that, we tend to think that a lot of this stuff is negative, and you know, the hardcore, you know, Christians and stuff say that technology is of the devil, and I'm not a Luddite. I'm not someone that, you know, doesn't want any kind of technology, but when we make it run our lives, it's rough. And you know, I work remote for my job. I love it because I don't have to leave my dogs for hours and hours and hours a day. I mean, I used to have to put one of my dogs in a kennel for 10 hours a day. That, to me, in my mind, is like borderline animal abuse. It's horrible. It was a big kennel. She was able to, like, totally move around in the kennel and stuff. Way big for her and stuff. But it's sad, man. Dogs need to be interacted with. And you know how I feel about animals. So it's just like, for me, being able to work from home, it's great. The technology that I have that I can do that is phenomenal. It's a game changer. It's changed my mental health, which I'm not a big proponent of. I don't sit here and talk about mental health. But, I mean, with the social aspect of my life, I don't interact with people face to face very much at all. You know, I go to the grocery store nearly every day, so I am around people. I talk with a lot of people, just small talk, but not much meaningful conversation. So I don't interact with nearly as many people as I used to when I had to get up and drag my ass to work and do all this stuff that I hated doing at the time, because what's good for you is usually not that fun, right? Eating healthy is not that fun. Eating fattening food and pigging out and being lazy, that's fun. But you know, obviously you can train your brain, so don't sit here and tell me, like, I don't want to hear fucking Gary V or someone being like, I love working out. You know, I get it. I you can train yourself to be different, but the basic human instinct is just be lazy, right? I think that that's kind of what it has become, and that's probably gotten that way again over centuries and generations of conditioning, because our old ancestors, you wouldn't be able to keep them inside of a fucking house, right? So again, we've just, like, slowly gravitated towards, like, just this synthetic lifestyle that's not anything that even makes sense as animals, you know, mammals. So what's the point of the elite hitting us with all this satanic ritual abuse? And again, if you want to call it something else, call it whatever you want. But the CIA uses the term satanic ritual abuse. So, you know, again, for people that don't believe in God, they use a lot of biblical terminology. Strange. I think the reason that this is being done, it could be to bring on this new era of humanity, which goes back to the root races. I'm not talking about master races. I'm not talking about white supremacy or black power, black excellence, which is literally the black version of white power. Don't get it twisted. When you hear LeBron James, a racist motherfucker, say black excellence, he's saying white power, and he's able to get away with it because programming. So I'm not talking about this. I'm not talking about races like that. I'm talking about different versions of humanity. I'm talking about like the Atlanteans, the Lumerians, all of that stuff. I actually did an episode about this root race idea. That was like the main subject, and it's a new age belief. It's you know, this idea that a new man will be coming around in the early to mid 2000s, and it would likely start on the west coast of the United States, aka California, aka Silicon Valley, where they create all of this technology that is disassociating us. Again, the phones, the thousands of app subscriptions and streaming services that you subscribe to. I do it too. I'm not talking down to you. I'm just trying to put this into perspective. So whether you think the Antichrist is a person, if you believe in the idea of the Antichrist, whether you think it's AI or it's some kind of technology or anything like that, I tend to think that whatever the Antichrist is, it's probably more of an idea, and I think that it's probably perpetuating the technology to get us to this point where we're all so just completely withdrawn from each other. We're so disassociated that we're all victims of full-blown satanic ritual abuse. I know it sounds a little woo-woo-y, but the devil is supposedly more knowledgeable about the Bible than, you know, the greatest pastor or priest or whatever. And they also, I mean, if you want to go as far as saying that the devil is infinitely knowledgeable, right? A lot of people say that because, you know, essentially it's the opposite version of God. God knows everything. Devil knows everything. I don't want to get into the specifics of that because I don't know if the Bible actually says that. But obviously the devil is very intelligent. Computers are pretty fucking intelligent too, right? And computers are surely seeming to get to the point where they know a lot of information that, and they're even creating their own facts at this point, right? Using computers, using technology, using these fat checkers, fact checkers, these people that are gatekeepers and aides to computers, right? And we can even go farther than this, you know. The people that created the internet, they chose the term demons, and it's pronounced daemon, but that's where demons come from. If you ever send an incorrect email address, if you ever send an email to the wrong email address, one that doesn't exist, a email daemon will tell you, hey, you fucked up. This isn't it. So these nerds out here that are creating this technology for us to work with and make our lives so much better and easier and lazier, they're choosing this terminology, I think, wisely, right? I brought this up to my boss, and she was saying, she's a very techie person, and she was saying, it's not demon, it's daemon. You can literally look up that demon comes from the word daemon, right? It's a Latin term. So it's a moot point. It doesn't matter that it's not literally demon. A lot of our words are fake. You know, a lot of our words don't mean shit. They all come from Latin words. So there's no point there to that. But yeah, just to move on a little bit, bringing in this new generation of man where our DNA would be altered, this is the goal here. We'd be more all-knowing. We'd be able to communicate more spiritually and all these things. The idea is that, you know, humans devolved from completely spiritual entities. We devolved into what we are today, and we're supposed to evolve at some point. I think it would be a further devolution because, you know, it wouldn't be of God. It wouldn't be a natural thing. It would be something that these people are creating. It's the fucking UN spiritual leaders, the Lucius Trust. I've done countless episodes on these guys. They are behind part of this stuff. They're behind the idea of they want to bring their prophecies to reality. So they want to make this stuff happen. They're using people like Elon Musk to give you really cool, flashy, fun, sexy technology. And, you know, we used to make fun of the Amish. if you ask Ghosty Amish are a bunch of pieces of shit, they got some things figured out, right? Right? Family, you know, their horse and buggy shit's kind of stupid, but at the end of the day, it's probably a lot healthier to have a bunch of those riding around than, you know, cars and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm not a Luddite. I don't want... I like to be able to fly if I have to. I like to be able to work on the computer and do this stuff, but maybe I've been conditioned to be like that, right? Now, I might seem a little bit all over the place here, but the you know, think one of the things that I mentioned earlier as far as what these pastors and counselors from a Christian persuasion, if that's the correct way to say that, one of the things that they're talking about is also this abduction phenomenon. There's people that you hear about all the time, whether they're lying or not. And if you pay attention to this kind of thing, there's people that say that they remember being impregnated by some kind of entity, whether it's an alien, whether it's an alien in their head, whether it's, you know, an alien in real life, whether it's a demon in their head, whether it's a demon in real life, whatever it is, we brush most of these people off as delusional all the time. And imagine how many people, if the dissociative identity disorder and the satanic ritual abuse is real, imagine how many people are impregnated and never really know or remember. Because a lot of these things, they impregnate you and then they take them out, right? And then they do whatever they do with them later. That's how the story goes. Of course, there's test tube babies. There's all this kind of shit. And you would imagine that some demonic entities could have just been using that kind of technology this whole time, using this idea of like a blue beam type technology, right? It's a deep idea to think about if you want to try and entertain it. It's easy to brush this stuff off, but if you want to try and actually believe some of these people, it's a deep thing and it's a dark, scary fucking idea, man. It's a very, very terrifying concept. So some counselors claim to have spoken to some victims of this Nephilim project, and they say that the goal of the hybrid breeding program that's known as this Nephilim or Genesis Project is to create para-humans or hybrids of these humans that are fallen angels or demons kind of spliced together, okay? A lot of people actually talk about how these things might be running around already. I tend to believe if this is already a thing, I mean, it makes sense that this is kind of coming out and people are talking about it more. Now, they say up to and including Satan himself. So is that actually indicating that they're alleging that this stuff is directly of the devil? I would say that that's probably what they believe, right? Again, Christians, they're talking about some evil shit. And they think that this stuff is directly from Satan himself. The resulting hybrids from this program are known as the new man, but the technical term is Homo Nodicus. Always love throwing that homo word out there. It's fun, especially in a scientific term, but or a scientific, you know, sense there. But yeah, this is the idea of a new man, Homo Nodicus, another name for the Nazi master race. This could be why the Nazis were into this. And say what you want about the Nazis, obviously they did a lot of horrible stuff, but if you are a fan of like occult history and occult knowledge, the Nazis were trying to do something very meaningful in their own minds that was going to get them closer to God, right? They went about it horribly wrong, and it's very nasty, obviously. I don't think that's controversial to say, unless you're in a you know, around a bunch of hairless fellows with certain tattoos. And I don't want to get into the whole fucking politics of the Nazis and what they were really up to and stuff like that. This is just for the idea. Like, I'm trying to straight up just say it. The Nazis were very, the higher ups, I should say, the lower were just fucking dumb idiots. But the higher ups, Hitler, you know, the Goebbels, Himmler, all these different guys, they were very well versed in occult knowledge and esoterica and arcane ceremonies and all these things. They were trying to do something. This is why supposedly they killed the 6 million Jews, is because that's a part of Jewish prophecy, right? It's when 6 million Jews die, this crazy shit happens and all this stuff, right? A lot of people would say that that is the reason that Israel became a state, and that's part of a end times apocalypse, depending on where you look, okay? Not anti-Semite here, not pro-Nazi. not anything like that, but it is factually something very fucking strange that they what we were told about the Nazis, they weren't just a bunch of fucking racists. They were doing what they were doing for a purpose. Doesn't change the fact that it's wrong, but they were doing what they were doing for a purpose. They thought that they had a positive goal in mind there, right? Now, these new men, they look identical to humans, which is terrifying. So these programmed individuals, they function not only as highly sophisticated military weapons platforms, but they're also spiritually programmed with powers way, way, way more evolved than normal humans, right? They can manifest so much more efficiently. That's why these people tend to be at the top of society, if you want to believe in this, okay? And if you're talking about these Homo Nauticus, these humans that are super powerful versions of us, they look like us, it's the Nazi Lebensturm. It's the fountain of life that they're talking about. And these hybrids are supposed to be super enhanced Aryans, godmen, champions that are remarkably beautiful, very intelligent, the so-called quintessential man, right? And I do think it's funny that we talk about, like, there is no quintessential man. There's no idea of... And actually, as I'm saying this out loud, I wonder if they're trying to make us believe that, you know, Lizzo's the easy low-hanging fruit, right? Lizzo is beautiful. So-and-so is beautiful. Who's another disgusting pig that just doesn't care about their life or the lives of their fans? These nasty people, we're told that these people are beautiful so that we get farther and farther away from the idea of the so-called Lebensturm. Lebensborn, sorry. These people that just seem to I mean, they obviously exercise, they take care of themselves and shit like that. But dude, I mean, we're sitting here, we're saying, we're actually having serious discussions that these people are attractive. I think that it's to confuse us. It's to make us not want to be that, to get farther away from the quintessential man. Being like shooting for greatness, there's nothing wrong with that. They literally try to say that working out and trying to stay in shape is like anti-Semitic and it's racist and it's prejudice and all these things. I mean, you've seen these articles and they're not, you know, ironic articles. They're literally sitting here saying that taking care of yourself, trying to make yourself the quintessential man or the Lebensborn, again, that's a Nazi term. That's just what they're getting at there. Dude, it's crazy because the damn U.S. government was in cahoots the whole time with the Nazis. So what is exactly going on here? The more I'm thinking about this, it just straight up seems like what they're trying to do is just confuse the shit out of us, right? You know about the Brown Brothers Harriman. You know about all this stuff. George Bush, Prescott Bush, they all worked hand in motherfucking hand with the Nazis. They all got a chauffeur over here. The high-level ones did. And that's where you get NASA from, obviously, right? So what are we talking about here? Again, as I'm saying this, like, I, you know, obviously I kind of write out my talking points, but then hearing that the idea of the quintessential man is part of this whole Homo Nauticus and this new age of man, we're all going to be quintessential men. If they want you all to be stationary and fat and sick, they're only leaving room for themselves to be the quintessential man. Right? That's pretty fucking wild to think about. They're very, very smart, and they're ahead of us in this. So yeah, just kind of thinking about that for a minute as I am rambling on here. I'm going to read from this little article here. It says that the goal of creating a master race of human-demon hybrids is to create a Nephilim army, which Satan will try to defeat God in the final apocalypse. The modern version of Nephilim is described as being a reptilian race that looks completely human, but has exceptional powers of intelligence and strength. Supposedly thousands of Nephilim exist and have now infiltrated into society. Now that's wild, because there's this new disorder, and I'll share a link with you guys on this too. There's this new disorder getting a tiny bit of attention, not nearly as much as it should, but that's how it starts. It starts small. It's called prosopometamorphosia. Okay, we'll take that again. Prosopometamorphosia, or PMO. I should have just gone with that. And PMO is where you see demon faces. They describe them as demon faces. in just day-to-day life. You're just walking down the street, you see someone with a demon face. It's known as PMO. Dude, if you look at these fucking pictures of these people, they look like reptilians, literally. It's just a face, a normal face stretched back. It doesn't look like any fucking demon I've ever seen. It looks like a goddamn lizard person. Okay? Again, you can laugh at me. Whatever. It's wild that when you hear that there's these reptilians that are going to be the ones that are doing this and acting on behalf of the devil and all this stuff. And then you see that these Dartmouth fucking researchers, right? They recreate the faces of what these people are seeing, and it literally looks like a lizard person. Now, they're not green. They have, you know, flesh-colored skin and stuff. But instead of having oval eyes, they're like teardropped eyes. Their mouths are very wide. Their noses are shrunk in. It looks like a damn reptilian, straight up. Back to this article real quick here. Satan's ultimate goal, according to these counselors, these Christians here, these pastors, is to replace the human race with a race of hybrid superhumans, the next evolution of man, right? Since Satan's army of fallen angels is outnumbered by God's angels 2-1, Satan, because, of course, Satan took 1/3 of God's angels, right? So they're coming back. These things live forever, supposedly, right? Since Satan's army of fallen angels is outnumbered by God's angels 2-1, Satan is now resorting to the use of modern technology to create various new forms of life, including robotic forms, MKUltra/Monarch super soldiers, and Nephilim warriors. Now, hey, I seem to remember, too, that China is doing some weird shit like this, too. They're creating, like, fucking animal people, human animal chimeras, super soldiers. What? They're the red dragon too? I mean, what are we talking about here? It just gets weirder and weirder. Just like I said a little while ago, this would make sense to me that these demonic little elite assholes use tantalizing technology to suck us into their world and away from God. Whatever you consider God, the creator, the goodness of our existence. These things are meant to suck us away, right? I'm not going to lie. I watch porn on my phone. I have no shame in it. I think people that say that they don't are lying. I really don't. Seriously, guys. I've never seen a girl in public and thought that she was really hot and wondered what it'd be like to have sex with her. I know. You guys are just so much better than me, right? You're so pure and I'm just evil. Come on. Get it the fucking together here. All of us want to have sex with a crazy Latina every once in a while, right? Right? But yeah, nonetheless, these things are taking us away from what's good. There's a lot of proof in this stuff too, I think. Especially like TikTok. You go through TikTok, man, and I've been experimenting a little bit on there. You just swipe through TikTok and it's literally like just seeing a psycho circus, right? Like it's just, you'll see people making blah, 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 like, you know, just doing stupid shit. And none of it makes sense. There's no reason. If you gave that technology to some all-knowing being, they would think, what is wrong with you people, right? There's videos of people going through alpha male camps, right? These rich betas that want to just be tough, and they get tortured by some other beta that's been able to scam people into this. There's anorexic women dancing, people that are like literally skeletons. I don't know if you've seen that one girl that does that. There's fat kids. There's all kinds of stuff where it's just, you know, it's just a psychotic circus shit show. But that's entertainment today, baby. So, you know, you're crazy if you're not on there, right? It's just like, no, man, you know, going out on a walk or reading a book, that's boring to a lot of people these days. It's boring to me too, but I try to push myself to at least, you know, exercise, get out and walk and stuff like that. Not a big reader unless I'm researching, but... Yeah, it's we've really, like I said, many, many times throughout this episode, we've devolved from what we're supposed to be, I think. Now, these counselors, they claim to have encountered many ritually created altars or sub-personalities in victims, and they've exorcised many demons embedded in these sub-personalities, according to the article here. And they have encountered a bunch of different kinds of internal structures in victims, like a hierarchy of demons within one's within a single person's subconscious. These counselors claim that they never led the victims right? They never kind of told them, like, hey, you see the demon, right? They never led them into this, but rather let the victims tell their own stories and tell their stories in their own words in their own time. So there's no pressure. There's no reason for these people to lie according to the story here. Now, what comes of this, according to the religious counselors, is one, many victims now have reclaimed their integrity as autonomous individuals and have broken free of their programming. And two, they and their victims together have exposed profound secrets of the New World Order. Now, this gets interesting. It's interesting, and I don't... All right, guys, about another 30 or 40 minutes or so at patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. Feels nice to be recording again. Like I mentioned, already wanting to do an episode on targeted individuals next. So, and whistleblowers, really. So enjoy. Thank you for the support over there at patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. $3 gets you all the full versions of about 400 episodes or so. And $5 gets you video content. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.